This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Josh with Stewart. It's one of the questions our working guy gets most often. I think my boss doesn't like me. How do I know? Well, that or some variation. Brandon Smith is back with me this morning to give us some of the key signs that your boss doesn't like you. He teaches about workplace culture and communication, among other things, at Emory University's Goizueta Business School. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we'll get to some specific signs in a minute, but why do you think you're asked about this so much?
I think largely it's because bosses traditionally are really bad communicators and maybe even a little bit scared. So they don't do a good job of letting people know where they stand. As a result, what pops in our head is, does she like me? What if he doesn't like me?
In your experience, are there a lot of people who have a boss who just truly doesn't like them?
Yes.
Really?
Unfortunately, it's very true.
I thought for sure you were going to say, well, no, it's just this lack of communication that's the problem.
No, I think that bosses can have personal feelings about an employee, whether they like them or not, and that can then play out in unhealthy ways.
Well, so how do I know if my boss doesn't like me then?
Okay, so there's a couple signs. The vague performance review. So they give you a performance review, and it essentially comes to this. Stop doing what you're doing. I don't really like it. Or as one friend of mine got in her performance review, stop being you. That's a pretty clear sign your boss doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's not very vague, yeah.
If they're not really willing to give you clear, precise feedback, it may be a sign they don't like you. Not always, but it may be a sign they don't like you.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're not doing a good job.
No, it could mean you're doing a good job. They just don't like you or the way you're doing it.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes that happens. We have people whose personalities just don't click.
Okay, what else?
The demotion. If you get a demotion, this can be another sign that your boss doesn't like you. They don't like you and they're wanting you to leave on your own because they really don't have a good performance reason to invite you to leave. So what they're doing is they're taking the easy way out and they're saying, they're going to demote you, hope you don't like it, and then you'll leave.
All right.
Okay, the next one would be the cold shoulder. So they just won't spend any time with you. So if you're being singled out as the person they won't meet with, but they meet with others, it's probably a sign that they just don't like being around you. Good back of the envelope is you'd want 30 minutes with your boss about every other week. And if you can't get that, you may have a problem.
Are there others?
Yeah, I would say there's one last one. And it kind of falls in the category of rejection or kind of not being invited to prom. Okay. Bosses usually have an opportunity to spotlight an employee, bring them to a big meeting or bring them to an event, introduce them to a higher up. If you're not ever getting invited to any of those and you watch a colleague or colleagues get invited, then you may have a problem.
Do these things only mean that your boss doesn't like you or can they mean other things?
It can be a reflection on your performance. So don't gloss over that. It could mean you're just not doing the job you need to be doing. But if that's the case, they need to be clear in telling you what you need to be doing.
Brandon Smith is a workplace coach and career consultant. He also teaches about workplace culture, leadership, and communication. Thanks, Brandon.
My pleasure.
Now we know the signs that your boss doesn't like you. Next week, what do you do about it? In the meantime, send us your topic ideas or your questions through Brandon's working and career blog at gpb.org.